There's so much to talk about, and a man who knows the story, John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Well, I'm not sure what I really know, but probably none of us really know exactly what's going on. But let's talk about what is happening that we can put our finger on. Dow futures up a little bit this morning, about 30 points. The Dow eked out a small gain on Friday. It was up 3 points. And that was in spite of some bad economic news from UPS. And now UPS and FedEx are kind of considered as bellwethers for what's happening with the economy, not just here but globally. UPS, of course, the largest package delivery company in the world. They actually warned Wall Street they're reducing their second quarter forecast. FedEx had done that previously a couple weeks ago. And they say it's going to be worse than people are expecting. They're quoting overcapacity in the global air market. And this is something else that FedEx also said a couple of weeks ago. That is that customers are opting for shipping solutions that may take longer but are cheaper. And then they specifically pointed their finger at a slowing U.S. industrial economy. And, of course, we saw this last week that the White House itself reduced their forecast for GDP, gross domestic product, annualized growth for the second quarter at only about 2%. As I mentioned, Dow futures are up slightly this morning. We just got some numbers from the Commerce Department that we hoped would help, but they're making things worse. The retail sales numbers, according to the Department of Commerce this morning, last month were only up 0.4%. The market expected almost double that. If you take out auto sales, they were flat, which basically means that everything other than autos didn't do very well. If you take out auto sales and gasoline sales, retail sales last month actually down 0.1%, considerably worse than expected, and confirming that we are in a bit of a slowdown. That doesn't mean that we're slipping back below into negative growth, but clearly the rate of growth has deaccelerated. A couple of companies reporting this morning that are kind of interesting to take a look at, one of them being Citigroup. Now, last week we talked about J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo. The banks are doing quite well and are quite healthy. Citigroup this morning, their stock up over a buck a share, about 2%, because they beat Wall Street's expectations, top line and bottom line both. Profit up 42% over last year, made a little over $4 billion versus about $3 billion same quarter of 2012. Revenue came in for that quarter at $20.5 billion, also above Wall Street's expectations. And the other good news is it appears that the asset quality, the credit quality, is improving. They were able to release the money from their reserve for bad loans. And we've been talking about consolidation in a number of industries lately, and a lot of things driving that. Of course, we've been talking about what's going on in the hospital industry. But this morning, let's talk about the wireless business. Now, of course, we know that Verizon is number one, AT&T is number two, and Sprint's number three, and then we've got T-Mobile. Well, this morning, actually happened Friday after, I guess, over the weekend, AT&T announcing that they're buying Leap. You may wonder who Leap is. Well, Leap, they're the cricket people, headquartered in San Diego. They're paying $1.2 billion to buy Leap's assets, including their $5 million customers. Why would they want them? Well, this gives AT&T more access to what they call pay-as-you-go customers. These are prepaid customers. And as I mentioned, adds about 5 million subscribers. Get this, they're paying an 88% premium over where the stock closed on Friday. Don't you wish you could have yesterday's paper today just once in your life? And the other thing that's interesting about this is that there's also going to be an auction of some broadband capacity that Leap had bought last year in the Chicago area that they're going to auction off, and the Leap shareholders will get access to that too. Now, analysts that are experts in the communications industry say that this is going to drive more mergers, and anybody below number four, one guy says they're a toast, they won't exist for another 18 months. So probably more consolidation in the communication business.
All right, that's what we're hearing, consolidation. Yep. Right and left.
That's the word.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you.